Warning. The Surgeon General has determined that the sounds you are about to hear will always be devastating to your ears.
Sleep well. Is it a doll or is it a baby?
I love Madrip. He makes me match. Joy, my favorite. My nigga, Madrip. Obrigado.
Live from the Paragon 7 studios, you are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 studios.
Back on the Lanch J Radio Network, sports talk and entertainment excellence, Sirius XM channel 141. I'm going to go to cbsnews.com. It is a topic that I will occasionally see online, and I'll occasionally see someone make a reference to it, a sports talk topic. But we don't cover this enough. We're busy covering Cam Newton getting dragged by some PhD, some beautiful lady that was on his show that was ripping into him because Cam Newton wants to have more kids, and she's saying that you're creating more broken homes. The continuous divide between men and women. So we're locked into that. We're locked into Tyreek Hill getting brutalized by police unnecessarily. Although, as I said last week, many of the things that happened to Tyreek Hill are because Tyreek Hill just didn't want to roll his window down. But that does not give a police officer the right to treat you as if you're one of the would-be President Trump assassins. So just because you disrespected someone and were rude and were ornery and were recalcitrant, that doesn't give someone the right to handcuff you and treat you as if you're a hardened criminal. We have all these negative discussions with sports that we're getting into. I'm going to talk a little bit about the race war with Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, and now how that race war has translated into politics. And there are now people that are angry on the political right because Caitlin Clark simply liked the post that Taylor Swift put out supporting VP Harris. So we have all of this nonsense, and I have to cover some of it. But I want to talk about something real positive. So I'm going to cbsnews.com. Warwick Dunn, a Florida State University standout who broke school records and played 12 seasons in the NFL, will be inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame later this year. But his most important legacy may be his Homes for the Holidays program for single-parent families, inspired by his own life experiences. In 1993, Dunn's mother, Betty Smothers, died while moonlighting as a security guard, a job she took in addition to her duties as a Baton Rouge, Louisiana police officer. Just 18 years old at the time, Dunn was left to raise his 5 siblings. "It all fell on me," Dunn said, "and I just felt like I needed to make sure we had a place that we could actually call home. We moved 3-4 times living in Baton Rouge, and we were renting." So Dunn, I didn't know this when I was 18, used his mother's life insurance payout to buy his siblings their first home. "I didn't have a place that I could actually say, hey, this is where we develop all of our memories as kids growing up," he said. His personal experiences led Dunn to establish Homes for the Holidays during his inaugural season with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The program has helped hundreds of single parents across 16 states make down payments on their first homes, and also furnishes the homes and stocks the pantries, which is really important. If you have a house and you ain't got no food, I don't know if that's necessarily an upgrade. I mean, you're getting into the Maslow's hierarchy of needs. You got to have a roof over your head, but you have to have food as well. Shout out to my guys, U.S. Hunger. I didn't do a U.S. Hunger readout this week, but I'm heavily involved with U.S. Hunger, which is an organization that helps some of these same cohorts, individuals, to have dignity and discretion when they need access to food. Trista, a single mother who received help from Dunn's program just before Thanksgiving in 2002 said receiving a home was the happiest time of her life, but the happiness of a free home came with unexpected costs when the neighborhood turned dangerous after the housing market crashed. Trista wrote it out and used the equity in that first home to buy the house where she lives today. Reflecting on his journey, Dunn said, "There is still so much more to do for the program. It takes a little bit to build that generational wealth, but this is where you start." Now, I've talked on this show in the past. I haven't discussed this since I've been on Sirius XM satellite radio, but I discussed when we were nationally syndicated through Bloomberg. When we had the syndication package, we were on in Seattle, we were on in Atlanta, we were on in every day on WVOL Nashville, we were on WOL. I have discussed on this show how redlining has been so deleterious to the African-American community. And although the practices of redlining are not in place today, that if you were not impacted by redlining and you were able to buy a home in a better neighborhood, that allows you to create generational wealth for your family. I've talked about same house in California. There was a huge lawsuit in California. Same house, African-American family. I think the house appraised for $700,000. They had pictures of their family, and they had African decorations within the house. They took all of that stuff down. They hung some pictures of some of our Caucasian brethren and sisters. Same house was worth over $1 million. The home increased in value with the perception that it was not owned by African Americans. And redlining is a huge issue. Access to owning property is a huge issue. Interest rates, all of those things that have prevented over the years African American people from buying home and owning a home and having something to pass down. If you rent for 40 years, and some people are choosing to rent because they like the mobility, they like the ability to pick up and move across the country, or if they want to go live in Europe for a couple of years. This generation is different than baby boomers, different than Generation X. That said, home ownership has helped many people to build generational wealth. And I love what Warwick Dunn has accomplished. He's helped so many people that would not have had the opportunity to buy a home, to own a home, to live in a nice home, to build equity. One of the people in this article, she said, "Hey, the first house we got, that ended up being the hood. But you know what? I owned it. So I had equity in it. I took the equity. We went and bought a better house for my family." And to me, that's what it's all about. There's so many athletes that are doing great things, philanthropic things, working with different organizations, not just taking their retirement and investing in, looking to grow it and live off the interest, but there are people out there that are doing phenomenal things. Warwick Dunn's mother being a police officer, someone that was moonlighting as a security guard. Life ended suddenly. He's 18. He's got to figure it out for the rest of his family. He's got to take on the cloak of being the priest of the home at 18. While navigating as an elite athlete and going to a Florida State and playing in the NFL, Warwick Dunn was a very good running back for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And to have that mindset, instead of being bitter for losing his mother so young, I lost my mother. I was 43 when I lost my mother. I can't imagine what it'd be like losing my mother at 18. I can't imagine. At least my mother got me to manhood. My mother helped me to become the man that I am today. My mother helped me through some of the most difficult times in my life, especially when I had Lyme disease, especially when I was on my deathbed. My mother was there for me, but I had her until she was 70. Losing one of your parents really young, you miss that guidance. You miss the knowledge transfer. And for Warwick Dunn to man up, take care of business, have an extremely successful career, I'm sure he's worth many, many millions of dollars, and to be able to give back to people that were in his shoes 25, 30, 40 years ago, I just find that to be absolutely amazing. And we should talk about stuff like that more. I know it doesn't sell. I know the whole us versus them discussion, the they're not like us discussion. That's what sells. That's what gets clicks. That's what drives content. That's what will get you in the top 1% on Facebook and on the gram and on YouTube. But I just want to give props to Warwick Dunn and other people who have dedicated their lives to helping others that are less fortunate. Because although I like my Porsches and G-Wagons and Range Rovers and aspire to be in the yacht club and I love being able to go out and get, I just got a pair of Yeezy Boost 750s. I've been bidding on them, those mother bleepers, on eBay for the longest time. And I'm not even going to tell you what they cost. Although I like that stuff, that's not what life is all about. I think helping others, serving others, is truly the pinnacle of this existence on Earth. Lance J. Show.
You are listening to the Lance J. Radio Network.
We begin searching for ways to not only feed, not only bridge the access to food, but how can we fight disease? Quite naturally, that required, it was a must that we figure out how to get fresh produce, crisp greens, leafy greens, and fruits and herbs and vegetables directly to the front door of those families that needed it the most. And so we finally come out with a solution. And we call that Full Cart Fresh. We have teamed up with some of the greatest people in America, our American farmers. And through working with a collaborative of farmers across multiple states, we have created Full Cart Fresh. So imagine this, you're at a farm, the produce is picked and prepared, and it's boxed in a Full Cart Fresh box at the farm. And then through our shipping and logistics program, we ship directly from the farm, directly to the front door of the most vulnerable families in America. We have got families and seniors and children around the country who are hungry and, as well as hungry, are really managing and coping with serious illnesses and diseases. So come along, help us. Help feeding children everywhere through our Full Cart program and the launch of our new Full Cart Fresh. Help those families in need.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
The construction Timbs are classic in Philly and New York.
They are.
Connecticut.
James Lewis.
Never been to Connecticut, man.
Connecticut, Jersey.
You're definitely
uptown,
from New York. You're definitely
Manhattan,
from New York if you
Harlem.
Shouted out Connecticut.
You're listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Healthcare goes beyond the walls of your UIO, and you could be a pathway for germs to spread to someone else or to the environment without even knowing it. Because we use our hands to touch almost everything, hands can be considered the universal pathway for germ spread. Germs that are found in reservoirs of the human body, like the skin, gut, respiratory system, and blood, can spread to surfaces, where they can be picked up by hands or devices and spread to other surfaces and people. That's why protocols for cleaning hands are in place for healthcare warriors to follow. Be a good relative and clean your hands before and after serving every client or patient. Let's keep our community safe. For more information, visit NCUI.org.